So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
G'day, g'day.
How are you?
I'm fizzing with that gig announcement from this morning.
Tell me more, Steve.
John, I'm not sure if you've heard the news, but Ty Segall's coming to New Zealand with the All-Star Freedom Band, who, when I kind of reflect back on some of the better streaming music experiences I had during lockdown, watching them rip through a 45-minute set for Levitation was definitely one of the highlights.
It was awesome. It was great.
The chemistry of that band, they are so effing shit hot. Why did I censor one of the words in that sentence but not the other? I wonder why that happened. Semi-standards. And as this is an audio-visual segment, I suggest anyone with even a passing interest in this show should go to Levitation's YouTube channel and watch Ty Segall and Freedom Band rip it out. They play in this outdoor sort of quasi-Greco-Roman amphitheatre. A little bit Pink Floyd.
Looks very Californian. Even when I spent some time living in Colorado, in like these small town centres, small little towns, you'd never think they'd have facilities like that. They kind of have those things just round, you know, like in the local park, like a sound shell type thing.
I mean, yeah, Napier, come on down.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, whoa, man, this is so cool. And it was really cool to see them playing there, obviously on quite a nice day, but just rip it.
So viewing recommendation number one for today is Ty Segall and Freedom Band Levitation Sessions. It's on YouTube. It's legitimately on YouTube, and based on having a quick squiz at recent set lists, there are a few songs there that'll probably show up when they play Hollywood Avondale early next year.
February. 2 days before my birthday, in fact.
Well.
Thursday night as well. Good night of the week.
Oh, that is a good night of the week.
Yeah, it is. Go large.
Should we keep them in town for your birthday?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right, well,
play at my house like 2 days later Saturday.
Let's get on the emails after this.
Okay.
Other viewing recommendations. The other high-energy big screen experience that I had recently was trekking out to, Hollywood Avondale. It's where Ty Segall and Freedom Band are playing. For Indian Telugu action movie RRR. This is the most expensive Indian movie ever made. It is a three-hour action epic. It pushes the boundaries of non-Hollywood cinema to the extreme. As part of Hollywood Avondale's pitch for the film, they noted that in the first 45 minutes, there are three action sequences that could fit in any Fast and Furious film, and I wholeheartedly agree with this concept. But I'm not just telling you about something that I did that you folks can't do. This film is on Netflix, and so it's helped what is a very singular film find a huge global audience. I can't recommend this heartily enough. It's found champions in lots of Western film media, but basically, like, you don't need white people like me to tell you it's good.
Is it subtitled?
Just go check it out. It is. There is a nice kind of thread running through it. It's a story of two revolutionaries, two famous Indian revolutionaries who meet each other in this film. I believe pretty much all the events of the film are fairly fictitious, including some of the body slams on tigers and etc. But what runs through it that's quite entertaining is just how asshole-y all of the colonial English characters are. Possibly a little bit hammy, but in a really kind of enjoyably villainous way, to where I was feeling like cheering as they got their violent comeuppances just as much as the next man in the cinema. It's a little bit of a time slog. It clocks in at just over 3 hours, but I reckon give this one a go. Throw an intermission in the middle. Hollywood had the old-fashioned intermission at the cinema, so we could stock up on snacks again, which was quite quite appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, 3 hours in Hollywood seat, it's quite a long time.
It is, isn't it? hopefully your couch is a bit more comfy. Don't be too worried about maybe like nodding off during that time, because as well as Completely OTT action sequences. There's also a few fantastic dance numbers. Has definitely left me thinking that I need to add a whole lot of moves to my existing repertoire of approximately 1.5 dance moves. Yep. So let's try and I'm going to try and double that over coming months. Triple R. The R's of the title stand for the director and the two stars, which isn't something that you normally get in Western filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Top Gun would just be TC or, I don't know, bad example. You can, listeners at home, come up with your own examples. Mm-hmm. Send them into BFM on the back of a self-addressed stamped envelope. Or you can text the studio. And the other thing that I've been watching and enjoying this week on the streaming front is the second season of Made for Love, which is playing on Neon. No, John, it's not another dating show. I think we've covered that terrain pretty thoroughly in the last couple of weeks. This is an HBO Max sitcom, which frankly, I kind of didn't think it was going to go beyond one season because it had such a specific kind of sci-fi dystopian premise. A really bleak strain of comedy about a woman who escapes the clutches of her billionaire tech husband and finds out she's got a chip implanted in her brain, and it's just been not only to merge their consciousnesses, but gets used by her stalker ex to track her and try and return her to captivity.
I thought it was really good.
Good buzz, eh, that premise?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I was a bit disappointed with the final episode of the first season. I just thought, oh, really?
I'm with you, and I think if it had unsurprisingly ended at that point, it would have been a kind of bum note. Mm. But season two has kind of continued to double down on the crazy sci-fi parts of it. It's exploring the singularity. You've got characters existing inside virtual environments and reality. You've got characters existing inside virtual environments and virtual reality. You got characters existing in the actual reality.
Are you still just wishing that you'd get the hell out of there?
Kinda. Not to give too much away for people that haven't watched the show, because I heartily recommend watching this from the beginning, but there's a voluntary nature to the lead character's entanglement with her husband, her estranged husband, that makes it all make sense. Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah,
he's a big dick.
Like,
has a character with the very subtle name Brian Gogol, which you might be able to hazard the odd guess about what technological company he represents. But Made for Love, Neon, check that out. Go back to season one and smash through that. That's, you know, nice bite-sized 20-something minute episodes that may seem a little less daunting than 3 hours plus of Indian action. But you know what? Bloody do it all. Chuck Ty Segall in there as well.
We've had another sort of stamp of approval here. RRRRR was jaw-dropping and full of loopholes that needs to be watched by any action movie lover. Definitely recommended an intermission at the halfway point. And someone said, I watched The Room a few times at the Hollywood and survived the avalanche of plastic spoons.
It's good. Good feedback.
Yeah,
look, there's stuff that happens in, I don't want to call it RRR, but I keep worrying I'll sound like a pirate. So we'll keep calling it RRR. There's so much stuff that happens in there that will have you laughing with the film. Sometimes maybe like, I don't know if, I'm not sure if everything I laughed at was an intentional joke or if that's my own baggage that I brought to the screening, but it's hugely entertaining.
Yes.
I've never enjoyed watching people get fucked up by animals as much as a major animals fucking up English soldiers scene in this film. So check it.
All right. Hey,
with that, I'm going to run away. I'll send that email and get Ty Segall booked for your birthday.
Okay, sounds good. All right, cheers, brother.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.